Hey, welcome to another episode of the EATDR podcast. First of all, shout out to all moms. It's a wonderful day for the moms. Happy Mother's Day to every mother out there. And let's go straight to the point. In this episode, we are going to talk about some interesting stuff. First of all, we'll talk about Twitter. And Twitter this time around has ditched the cropping of pictures and videos on the application. So this time, if you are going to post a picture or a video, it's going to give you the full picture. This time, it's not going to be cropped anymore. Next, we move out to talk about the new Tecno Camon 17 series that has been launched. It was launched on the 6th of May 2021 in Nigeria. And their slogan for the launch of the Camon 17 series was "Time to Stand Out." So, speaking of standing out, it's one of the very few phones that's locally made, based in Africa, and that has come with 90Hz display. This 90Hz display is going to influence smooth scrolling and fluid gameplay, which is also going to enrich the overall screen usage of the phone. And speaking of screens, the phone comes with a 6.6-inch display. Let's move on to the cameras. The phone features a 16-megapixel selfie camera and a triple array cameras at the rear, of which we have the 48-megapixel main camera, a special dedicated AI lens, and a 2-megapixel bokeh lens for better portraits. The phone is said to take videos in portraits and is one of the very few phones to come with this feature. The very first phone to come with this feature was the Samsung Galaxy Note 10. And this is so much surprising to see in the Camon 17. The Camon 17 comes with 128GB of storage and 6GB of RAM. The phone is powered by MediaTek Helio G85 chipset and with a battery capacity of 5000mAh. It comes in three colors. We have the Frost Silver, Deep Sea Blue, and Tranquil Green. It is very interesting to see Tecno Mobile up their game in the mobile phone production industry. Shout out to Tecno for making such an impressive device. If you want to get this Tecno Camon 17 series, the price starts from 950 Ghana cedis. So you can do well to check it out and enjoy it. Next, we're talking about Google's special event. Google holds their I/O event annually. The I/O stands for Innovation in the Open. And last year, Google couldn't hold their I/O event due to the COVID. And this time around has put in place measures that they are going to make a virtual only event for the general public. Okay, so what we should expect in this Google I/O event? One, we should expect the Android 12 update. Last year we had the Android 11. This year we are going to have Android 12. So we should expect more on the talk on Android 12 at the Google I/O event. The next, we should also expect Pixel 5a. That's a low budget of the high budget phone they released, Pixel 5, last year. So we should expect the low budget Pixel 5a launching at the Google I/O event. Last but not the least is some leaks and rumors we've heard about Apple that is likely to introduce new iMac style colors onto their new MacBooks. So probably in the WWDC event that is coming up in June, we should expect the new MacBooks coming out in the 7 colors that came with the iMac that was launched in April. So that is it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening and watch out for the next episode. Remember, it's the EATDR podcast. Just listen to tech.